One of America's more elegant Victorian homes sits amid palms and oleanders on Galveston's bustling Broadway Avenue. The showplace owes its glory to three Galvestonians, the wealthy entrepreneur who built it, the legendary architect who designed it, and the man of the cloth who last occupied it. In 1886, Colonel Walter Gresham, attorney, congressman, and financier, set out to erect the most opulent home in Texas. He employed Galveston's most famous Victorian architect, Nicholas J. Clayton, who designed more than 200 local structures. Clayton planned a 25-room mansion meant for lavish living. Artisans from around the world worked for 7 years on the details, handcrafting pink Texas granite and rare imported woods. The result is a whimsical blend of styles ranging from French Renaissance to Italian Romanesque. The effect reveals what one observer called Clayton's thoroughly restless imagination. A dizzying array of turrets, arches, carvings, and wrought iron balustrades adorn the facade. 11 ornate fireplace mantles feature Santo Domingo mahogany, Mexican silver, and African marble. A hand-carved grand staircase rises toward a 55-foot-tall rotunda topped by skylights. After Colonel Gresham died in 1920, the Roman Catholic Diocese of Galveston bought the home for Bishop Christopher E. Byrne, who resided there for 27 years. The bishop made further changes in a grand style. He converted one bedroom into a chapel, incorporating white mahogany woodwork and stained glass windows imported from Germany. Today, the bishop's palace is operated by the Galveston Diocese as a house museum. The Library of Congress and the Texas Society of Architects have honored the home, and the American Institute of Architects listed as the only Texas structure among the nation's 100 most outstanding buildings.